This program was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
Good morning. This is Brother Al. Thank you for taking time for Christ. We're talking about Christmas events and what it means to us, and I sure hope that it means to you that God loves you. He loves you and me so much that He sent His Son as a Savior, and He is my Savior. I hope He's yours. But Jesus Christ was different from any other man. He was a God-man. He was God, yet He was also mankind, humanity. And the Bible speaks in reference to this. The reassurance was that the king line would not be cut off despite any military threat in his day. The Messiah, characterized by the word Emmanuel, or meaning God with us, would still come through. He has lineage to the appointed way, place, and time. This single verse is brimmed with prophecy and controversy, unless the term is, well, in this term we see that a word A-L-M-A-H, rendered virgin, speaking in reference to the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. And that's what the Bible says, and that's what we're to believe, and I do believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ was virgin, born, and in the Scriptures, it's a sign meaning something unusual, would confirm the message of Jesus, the Savior of the world. A young woman gave birth is hardly, it just doesn't match the Scripture saying, using the word a young woman, when it specifically says the virgin. And, Isaiah reinforces this in Isaiah chapter 9. The child was born and the son's given, it says, in the same described in terms that apply only to deity. Jesus was the Son of God. He was born in Bethlehem around the first century, stating with a historical decree that was then the still future, the prophet Daniel established the timeline for the Messiah's presence on earth. We find that in chapter 9. And Michael's contribution was to use the name Bethlehem, which means a house of bread, as a place of Jesus' birth. God promised Abraham, said, "In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." That even begins in the first book, the book of Genesis. And while seed can mean an individual or group, Galatians chapter 3 explains that the term is singular and refers to Jesus Christ. Scripture is narrow in the eyes of men, but the Messiah's lineage further speaks of the descendants of Judah. The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he to whom it belongs shall come, and the obedience of the nation shall be his. The prophet, that's what Jesus was. Priest, that's what he was. And Son of God, that's who he was. Jesus Christ. According to Deuteronomy chapter 18, the coming Messiah would be a prophet like Moses, as the one who liberated the Hebrews from Egyptian bondage. Moses stands out in notable ways from most prophets. He was a redeemer, a mediator, an intercessor, with whom the Lord spoke face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend. He was also referred to as a friend of God. So there are many descriptions in reference to Jesus Christ. Well, have a great day. I say our time's up. I hope you have a great day.